Although VH is probably most well known for its larger productions such as Act It and Sing It, this past year VH has created new shows that have become extremely popular. These productions are all very well made and were enjoyed by many people. So, the nominees for Production of the Year include WSL, Christmas Musical, Perform It, Lone Star, and Elysium Project. And the golden cupcake goes to Christmas Musical! Woo!
I wish every day could be Christmas, 'cause Santa brings gifts every year. He's reading my list, he's feeding the deer, he's hauling my gifts from the North Pole to here. I wish every day could be...
Hey, thank you for this award. It seems as I start doing my acceptance speeches, the more serious awards are, I'm hitting those categories. I'm pretty proud of A Christmas Musical because of, after all that work I put into it in a short amount of time. But I also enjoy the other shows that were up running for this category, like Perform It, World Singing League, Lone Star, Elysium Project, because those are all like drawn out productions, and I listened to all of those, and they made me. I just like, you know, sometimes I would listen to their stuff, and I'd be inspired to like, you know, go and do my own thing. And so I did, and A Christmas Musical was born. I feel pretty honored that my production was up and running with all the other nominees, because, hey, this is the big leagues, so thanks.
Hello. I'm here to present the award for Video Short of the Year, despite not having seen any of the video shorts of the year. And the nominees are Cake Batter for The Yellow Wallpaper, The Nation Maker for Inside the Gamer's Studio, Episode 1, Snowfender for My First Film! Gill Dragon for Polar Express Fan Dub, and Sundance Girl for Prom Conversation Dub. And the VH Award goes to Snowfender for My First Film.
The filmmaker cannot see, and the songwriter cannot hear. Yet I see me everywhere. Angel's voice is in my ear.
Oh my goodness. Video short of the year. Holla. Glad you guys enjoyed that. I know that my major is going to someday get me a job one day. Yeah. Already getting nominated for awards. Yeah. I'm going to be in the Oscars. Yeah. But probably just in like the Razzie Awards. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway. Thanks. Glad you guys enjoyed it. I think I got an A in that too. So this is like doubly awesome. Yeah. Yeah, thanks for voting. And I guess you guys like alcoholism and getting caught by the police and stuff. So, glad to know that VH is becoming a better place year after year.
Hey guys, this is Autumn, and I'm here to present the award for Judges of the Year. And the nominees are Reed, MFB, and Omi for Conquer Your Voice, Dylan and Faded for Perform It, Rochelle, Valk, and Lulu for Lone Star, Ambi, Jeffers, and Zelina for HCOE, or Happiest Competition on Earth, or MCBFF for Rap It. And the winner is Dylan Collins and Faded Phantom for Perform It. Congratulations, guys.
Popular, you're gonna be popular. I'll teach you the proper poise when you talk to boys, little ways to flirt.
Faded.
Dylan.
We're back again, Faded. It's just like old times, and by old times I mean 4 months ago.
I know. That is kind of long ago.
Kind of.
Sort of.
I'm glad we won this, because we are the best judges of the year, first of all.
Yeah.
And we have the vote count, and we beat the second place by 8 votes. We got 8. We got 16, and they got 8. So suck it, Lone Star. Suck it.
Oh, but I like them, so sorry.
I don't like them. Why? I like them on Lone Star. I don't like them on Rockstar. Oh, I won Lone Star. Anyway, we should be thanking people.
Oh, yeah.
This is it's awkward. This is awkward to thank people.
Thank you to the people that voted for us. Hooray!
I would like to thank myself for having the foresight to pluck Faded Phantom out of obscurity and make her into an epic judge. It's all me.
I suppose I'll thank you for that, too.
No, I was just kidding. You didn't really have to thank me, but thank you. Thank you, guys.
It's true, though.
Thank you, guys, for listening.
Thank you. Yeah. Yay!
Thank you, guys, for voting. And thank you, guys, for realizing that we're much better judges than all the rest of the people on this list.
Yeah.
And especially in CBFF.
Beat him by a lot.
Yeah. Don't try to eat the golden cupcake, Faded. It'll hurt
Why?
Your teeth.
Why? It looks so tasty.
It will hurt your teeth, Faded.
I want it. I like cupcakes.
Don't stick your head in the golden cupcake and be angry. It'll hurt your teeth.
Oh, it sounded like a good idea, though.
We should say random catchphrases from performance, because that's what people want to hear. Sleeping Bear.
Sleeping Bear.
Faded.
Dylan.
Stick your head and be angry.
Perform it better.
Zane
More
sucks.
More energy. Your emotion sucks.
Amy Lee wins.
Musicals.
Woo. Woo. Is that it?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, thank you, guys.
Thank you. Bye.
The nominees for Voice Actor of the Year are Gavrok Fevenor, Rygai, Rochellular, Faded Phantom, and Apotheria. And the envelope... We don't have envelopes. It's all done through email. Anyway, the winner is... Rochellular!
Actor of the Year. Oh my god. Another one I totally don't deserve. Okay. The fact that I won acted was incredible. I'm going to tell another story again. So, the reason I tried out for acted was because I've never... ever felt like I was that great of an actress. In high school, I was never cast in anything. At school, I'm never cast in anything, ever. I've just never considered myself to be a good actress, which stinks because it's what I really like doing. And I felt like I've gotten better at voice acting, and I'd worked really hard for almost a year. Actually, about a year and a half by the time the acted auditions happened. And so I was like, I really want to do this. So I auditioned, I didn't get through the first time, and then I auditioned again, and I basically didn't get through, but then at the very end of the episode, Dylan came back on and was like, oh wait, we're actually sending Rochelle and, I think his username had something with Bowser in it, through, and I was like, oh wow, okay, I guess I'm gonna do this, and then... My demo week was awesome, and it was the best feeling ever. And then I was cut auditions week. Sadness. And I was super sad because I'd worked really hard, but, like, the fact that I'd made it even a little far on acted besides just getting past the first thing was incredible to me. So I was like, oh, awesome. And then acted became a journey for me because Sassy had dropped, which I felt really bad about because she's actually like a really talented actress, like really good. And so I was like, wow, big shoes to fill. And so I remember I was down the Cape and I don't get any internet access down the Cape whatsoever, but I get phone service and It was bad fanfiction night, and I had Valk text me if I got through or not because I had no idea, and I was freaking out because I freak out about competitions all the time. If you've ever been in a listening party with me, I freak out. It's just what I do. Then the rest of Active became a journey, and I had, like, a huge slump. I went back to school, and I sucked. I don't know what happened. I think I was paranoid that my housemates could hear me and were judging me, making fun of me, which they were always like, we're not, except then when I was recording for Tregatree's puppet show, I, like, said a line a few times, and they slid notes under my door making fun of me. So they totally were judging me. So that was bullshit on their part. Anyway, I'm going to stop talking because I like to talk, and I need to stop talking, but... this award makes me really happy because it proves to myself and to a lot of other people that I actually have gotten better at this, and this is something that I really want to do with my life. Like, I want to be a professional voice actress. I want to make that happen for myself. And so the fact that this happened makes it seem like maybe it can, and I really appreciate it. So thank you for voting for me.
It's been a busy year, and many music competitions have come and gone. They were all fun in their own right, but there are those precious few that stood out. So I present to you the nominees for Music Competition of the Year. And the nominees are Conquer Your Voice, Sing It, Season 8, Lone Star, Perform It, and The Happiest Competition on Earth. And the winner is... Perform It.
We won Music Competition of the Year, Faded.
Yay.
I'm a little torn on this one, because, like, I beat myself.
So?
And Sing It was just me. Mostly Monty half the time. So really, if it had been Sing It, then I could have had this award all to myself and I didn't have to share it with you.
Hey!
I'm just saying.
Well, I'm happy that we won. So, whatever. I'm super excited. Thank you guys for voting for us. Yeah, it's my only show. But, yeah. I love Perform It, so...
I think that this show won because it was better than my other shows and all the other shows, and that's because of you, Faded.
Aw, thank you.
Because I was running the ship all by myself in Sing It Season 8, and it didn't win, so that must mean when I run the ship with you, then the show's better.
Or maybe people just like musicals.
Don't do that.
Thank you, though.
Thank you guys for liking musicals.
Yes. Yay.
Thank you to all the contestants, because this wouldn't be the music competition of the year without our epic contestants.
Yeah. It was a really good show. It was, like, really fun. And I think apparently people enjoyed it, so...
Either that or they're just sucking up to me. But either way, or you. Although, we didn't win all that many other awards, so whatever. I guess they're not.
Well, we were only nominated for, like, 3, and we won 2 out of the 3, I think.
I nominated myself for every award, almost, and I only won a couple, and I'm very disappointed about that.
Oh,
anyway.
You mean, like, individual.
Yes. Oh. Thank you, guys. This means a lot, because there's a lot of music competitions out right now, and, like, sometimes I'm egotistical, and sometimes I worry that, like, people will forget that I was the one that was originally doing music competitions like this, so... The fact that you guys still think that you still enjoy my shows means a lot to me.
Yeah, and I was like a week old in VH years when I started this, so I was listening to like the first episode recently and I was like really weird and noobish.
Like, yeah, you're not, because you're not weird and noobish now.
No, not at all. Never. I don't know what you're talking about.
Sleeping Bear, stick your head and be angry.
The musicals. La la.
Musicals, woo. Lady Gaga. Zac Efron, Adrian Vader.
Oh, yeah. Adrian Vader.
Amy Lee wins.
All right.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.